From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel fighters and the Syrian government have reached an agreement to allow the evacuation of civilians and opposition forces from the city of Aleppo. Russia says the government has ended its offensive in the city. Russian ambassador Vitaly Churkin confirmed the agreement Tuesday just before an Emergency Security Council meeting on Aleppo. The agreement comes after the United Nations said it received reports of pro-government forces in Syria killing at least 82 civilians in four different neighborhoods in the city of Aleppo. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressed concern.
Civilian death and injuries continue at a brutal pace as the United Nations receive credible reports of scores of civilians being killed either by intense bombardment or summary executions by pro-government forces.
Ban Ki-moon. The Pentagon said Tuesday a coalition airstrike killed three key Islamic State leaders in Syria, including two militants who were involved in last year's terrorist attacks in Paris. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter made the announcement in Italy.
We took out three of ISIL's key leaders in the last couple of weeks. It was one strike. These are guys who were linked to plots right here in Europe.
A Pentagon spokesman said all three plotters were targeted while riding in a vehicle in Raqqa on December 4th. Members of Zambia's ruling party asked the nation's Supreme Court Tuesday to void the December 1st election results. President Yahya Jammeh initially conceded defeat to the election winner, Adama Barrow, but then withdrew his concession Friday, saying unacceptable errors were found. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump announced today his nomination of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State. Tillerson has spent his 41-year career at the oil company, gaining knowledge that Trump says is crucial to leading the State Department. Some Republicans are expressing concern over Tillerson's close ties to Russia, but others, such as former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, call him an excellent choice. Stephen Pfeiffer is a former U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, now with the Brookings Institution. Well, apparently we're going to have trouble bringing you that. Anti-corruption activist has announced he will run for president of Russia in the 2018 election. Alexei Navalny is the leader of the opposition Party of Progress and has been one of the most vocal critics of President Vladimir Putin. Navalny made the announcement Tuesday via a video statement posted on his new campaign website. In 2013, Navalny received a 5-year suspended sentence for fraud charges that he says were politically motivated. Putin hasn't yet made clear whether he will seek re-election in 2018. A court in Italy has convicted a Tunisian man of being responsible for the deaths of hundreds of people in a 2015 shipwreck. Mohamed Ali Malik was sentenced in Sicily to serve 18 years in prison for manslaughter and human trafficking. 700 migrants drowned in the Mediterranean Sea as they tried to reach Europe. Survivors said Malik was the captain of the vessel that sank. They said his lack of sailing knowledge had caused the boat to collide with a merchant ship coming to their rescue. Two Yazidi women who were abducted by Islamic State militants in 2014 and used as sex slaves have accepted the European Parliament's Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought and Expression. Nadia Murad and Lemaya Aji Bashar were announced as the recipients in October and were given the prize Tuesday during a ceremony in Strasbourg, France. The United States will halt the planned sale of precision-guided weapons to Saudi Arabia. An official says the action is in response to concerns over Saudi military practices in the Yemeni civil war, which has claimed the lives of thousands of civilians. Kenya is giving serious thought to withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. During a public address Monday for Kenya's Independence Day celebrations, President Uhuru Kenyatta said the government will consider two motions passed by Parliament for the country's withdrawal from the court. He said his decision was influenced by what he said was the failure of the ICC to respect the national sovereignty of member countries. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.